The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
The FT.
So Dinos Chapman, artist and purveyor of infernal images that make your flesh crawl, has made his first album. He asks me, as we're introduced at Soho's Vinyl Factory, if I've heard it yet. I listen to it while jogging, I say, with a little trepidation, imagining that this is the worst possible context with which to engage with the Chapman work. It had a nice groove, but it kept being subverted by some mysterious, ugly noises, I say. It put me off my rhythm. Good, says Chapman. He's moving a little gingerly, a result, he says, of a sore back brought on by weight training. I ask about his exercise regime, and it sounds like that of a boxer. And I don't jog, I run, he adds with a half smile. No offence taken. I like this hyper-masculine stuff. It makes a change from the abiding fainness of the art world. Dinos Chapman, along with his brother Jake, are the testosterone surge that contemporary art frankly needs. Their art, and occasionally their demeanour, is ferocious and a little scary. I ask him if he's what they call a muso, part of that 50-something generation that became obsessed with record collecting during the 1970s and that always harboured dreams of rock stardom and all its grimy accoutrements. Not really, he says. I'm a polymath, but at the jack-of-all-trades end of polymathdom. I fiddle with anything. I've always been interested in unconventional music. I like noises. Chapman's album Luftbobler, titled after the Norwegian for an aero bar, is released this week by Vinyl Factory in a variety of formats, including a prestigious limited edition vinyl record with a signed etching by the artist selling for a hefty £200. If not exactly aero-like, it makes for a surprisingly pleasant experience, awash with fairly conventional electronic rhythm tracks and punctuated by anonymous and slightly sinister sounds. Here's part of the opener, So It Goes. As in a David Lynch movie, most of the disturbance is in the listener's imagination. The noises may sound like the amputation of limbs, but turn out to be considerably more innocuous. There's a bit of a Kylie Minogue interview, reversed and fiddled about with a bit, says Chapman. I like voices, but not necessarily what they're saying. Another voice comes from a source which the artist thinks may be a joke, but is still unsure. Porn for the blind, he says. Basically, a man narrating a porn film for blind people. I imagine it to be as inadequate as it could possibly be, but I pinched bits of it and looped them. This reappropriation, mischievous and a little cruel, is more like the Chapman brothers we know and love. A reminder of their most affecting work has just gone on show in Kiev, where their new installation, The Sum of All Evil, is the centre of an exhibition at the Pinchuk Art Centre. As with many of the artist's pieces, it's a reflection on the last century's grisliest themes: violence, torture, mass slaughter. In Kiev, the work is unsurprisingly seen as a comment on the 1941 Nazi massacres at Babi Yar. Chapman, freshly returned from the opening, sounds a little jaded by the experience. Sometimes with art objects, you may as well not make anything, he says. You may as well take a mirror there because people want to impose what they think on an object before they think about what that object is trying to say. In fact, the bodies in the work are Nazis, he says. The Nazis in our sculptures are symbolic. We use hackneyed, overused, slightly faded symbols. So is the piece about Babi Yar? It's hell, he says. It's not our world. Back to the relative calm of this world and its music. I ask if he had always wanted to make an album, and he says no, it came about as a result of a fortuitous meeting at a drunken party. The original idea was to make the music as an art project rather than an album. What was the difference, I ask? As an art project, you can hide behind your sins, he says. You can say, oh, I meant it to be really rubbish. If it's going on iTunes, no one's going to give you any special dispensation. I intended this to be treated by the parameters that pertain to music. That made it sound like music was a more rigorous discipline than contemporary art. No, it's different, he replies. There are rules in music that only apply to music. He pauses. The problem with artists is that they tend to ride roughshod over everybody else's ideas. The worst thing for me would be for this to be distributed among the cohabitants of the art world and no further, never ending up in a teenager's bedroom. Whisper it softly, it seems Dinos Chapman is finding his inner Joni Mitchell. He even admits to being a little scared by the prospect of performing the album live later this year at Barcelona's Sonar Festival for Advanced Music. It's a policy that Jake and I have always had of never saying no, he says, and that leads you to some very strange places, but that's okay. Stick your head above the parapet and get bricks thrown at it.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.